joining us in place of the sick Brad Marchand, Chris Kelly. Nice enough to join us. He's brought to you by Brennan Smoke Shops and by Pure Hockey. Chris, Mike, and Lou, how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Chris,
good.
Will you stop running up the score? I mean, it's kind of getting embarrassing at this point, isn't it?
I don't know. It's getting embarrassing. got a few lucky ones last night.
You had one bouncing off a guy's skate, but you know, we have Marchand on here all the time. He says he doesn't pay his cable bill and runs out of internet and TV. You pay your cable bill, right?
Of course. I'm an adult.
what's the difference? I mean, I know you just got here last year, but it just, in years past, and maybe even before last year, it seems like last night was kind of like a game that, looking ahead maybe at Vancouver, that you could expect maybe a loss, come out a little bit flat, but just it doesn't happen with this team.
Well, I think we learned a lot from last year, and we grew as a group and realized that you need to focus on every game, because this is a great league, and if you don't take teams you know, the way you're supposed to take them, they're going to burn you. And I thought we handled ourselves well last night.
Chris, in terms of the depth on this team, you know, we talk about all the time, like one of the things that fans really enjoy is that there is so much depth. And your line, that third line has been such a production line. Have you been a part of a team at any level that seemed to have this much depth where the Claude can put out any line and feel like he's confident in terms of the production he's going to get night in and night out?
I don't think quite like this. I think every line goes out and plays hard. I've been on other teams that, you know, it's been pretty deep and have had success, but not to this extent. You know, I think our first line all the way down to our fourth line, all lines play the exact same way and work hard and do their job defensively. Obviously, you know, certain guys have more offensive of abilities, but I think for the most part, we go out there and play the system and work hard.
You guys are ridiculous, plus 69 right now as far as goal differential. But it's the third period. I think after last night, you're now a plus 34. Is there something with that third period? Can you explain that dominance that you guys have had?
I can't. I can't put my finger on it. We just try to come out and compete every period, regardless of the score. If we're up by one or we're down by a few, we just try to come out and work hard and try to win every period.
Say, can't put your finger on it. It's been a couple of months now since that first month, Chris, where, you know, us and the media said, you know, maybe a hangover effect from the Stanley Cup final, and you got out to that 3-7 start. As you look back, can you put your finger on what was sort of the fulcrum to getting out to that slow start?
Well, I think obviously we heard it from everybody about this the Stanley Cup hangover, and I think maybe certain games we came in just feeling a sense of entitlement. Obviously, winning a Stanley Cup, we figured we could just show up and, you know, we'd get the 2 points. But every team came at us even harder because of what we accomplished the year before. So I think it took us obviously a month to realize that. But when November came around, I think collectively as a group, we realized we had to play better, and we did.
You got your 13th goal last night, and looking, you know, your career 15th, a career high. Is it just the talent around you? Is it the system, or is your game changed?
I think it's a combination of a lot of things. I don't think my game's has changed that much, but obviously when you're playing with the players I'm playing with and the system that helps guys do well, they, you know, I think Claude and management put guys in a situation to succeed here, and obviously I'm one of them, and playing with Pevs and Benny has been a treat so far.
You know, a lot of talk lately about Patrice Bergeron maybe being unsung, underrated. You know, when you got with this guy, what did you know of him before, and what do you see now after being with him for, you know, a year and a half or so?
Well, you always knew Bergie was a great player, but I don't think you realize how great he is until you see him day in and day out. The way he works in practice, the way he conducts himself on the ice, even in games, he does a lot of the little things that go unnoticed by a lot of people, but yet he's still an elite player in the league. And for people to say, you know, he's underrated, they know he's good, but I don't think they know how good he is. And it's great to see him doing so well.
Chris Kelly joining us. Chris, you guys are number one in a bunch of different categories, one of them being the faceoff percentage. And can you explain what kind of advantage that is on the ice when you and the other centers on this team win such a high percentage of faceoffs? What type of advantage does that give you as a team when you're winning 50, 60, in some games this year, Chris, 70% of the faceoffs for your team?
Well, when you can start with possession each time on faceoffs, you're playing with the puck a lot more. And we have that luxury of having so many, you know, guys that can take draws on their left side or their right side, and so when you can start with possession of the puck most shifts, normally good things happen. You're not chasing so much.
I know your buddy Brad Marchand is sick, missed practice again today, but I find it hard to believe you'd have to be real sick to miss tomorrow night's game. No, that's a big game tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
Oh, I think he had a bit of a cold today. I don't know. He's just a little guy, so hopefully he's better for tomorrow, because you know, we missed him last night.
Yeah, he would have scored 10 if Brad was in that lineup, Chris. In terms of this game, look, I think as fans we've circled this game for a long time. As an observer, I think it would have been reasonable to think that maybe even you guys looked past Calgary and New Jersey. Yet you go out and you spanked them 15-1 cumulative in these two games. What does this game mean tomorrow? How hyped up is this team for Vancouver coming in here, part of a Stanley Cup rematch?
Well, I think obviously the media is hyped this up more than I think the players have. We just want to go out and have a good game. We know they're playing extremely well. I think they're first in the West, and we're playing well right now. We don't have anything to prove other than going out there and playing hard and trying to get the 2 points.
Chris, do you think there's any unsettled business? You know, was there anything that happened in that Stanley Cup final last year? 7 games, very hard fought, physical early on, and then physical from you guys end there at the end part of that series. Do you anticipate there being a leftover, something that was not made finished off in that series that boils over tomorrow at 1 o'clock?
I don't think so. Obviously, it was a good physical series, battled hard by both sides, and went the distance to 7. But, you know, I think we just want to go out there and play hard and play our style. And we're you know, a big, strong, physical team when we're playing at our best. And that doesn't change regardless of who we're playing.
Well, if someone takes a run at Burrows, I don't think too many people would be upset around here. Oh, you know, just saying.
Yeah.
Good answer.
A lot of people have texted us during this conversation and prior saying that the Bruins got to get Chris Kelly's contract done. Where are you at right now, Chris? Do you work with the team? Is the agent working with the team? Is there kind of a status report in terms of a new deal with the Bruins?
There isn't right now. And, you know, right now, you know, those things will take care of themselves. I'm just going out there and playing. And obviously, I'd love to stay here. Boston's a great city, a great team. And my wife and I have enjoyed this city so much since we've been here. And you know, it couldn't have been a perfect thing for me to come here last year and end up coming to a great team that wins a Stanley Cup. So hopefully something can get worked out. But right now, I just want to, you know, keep going out and you know, helping the team win.
And that's obviously the focus is on the ice right now, Chris. Are there negotiations going on during the season?
Right now, no. I don't talk to my agent too much. I know some guys they talk to their agent quite a bit, but that's not the case. And you know, I think if Peter and my agent want to get something done, they'll find a way to get a hold of one another, and hopefully they fill me in later on.
But you'd be open to that, negotiating during the year?
yeah, I'm not one of those guys that said, I'm not talking until the season's done. If we want to get a deal done, I'll get it done anytime.
I think Bruins fans would like to see that happen, Chris. We appreciate you stepping in as an adult for Brad Marchand here today. Get him a couple tissues, get him some NyQuil, and get him back in there tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll get him a bowl of soup, and he'll be fine for tomorrow.
Chris, thanks, man. Appreciate the time today.
Thanks, guys.
There he is, Chris Kelly. Nice enough to fill in for the sick and not practicing Brad Marchand. Brad and Chris, presented to you on this show by Brennan Smoke Shops, the very best tobacco and tobacco accessories at the very best prices in Massachusetts. Must be 18 years of age or older to purchase. By Pure Hockey. Don't forget the Pure Hockey low price guarantee all year long. See details at purehockey.com or text the word hockey to 83936. He's an under-the-radar player. I don't think he gets as much attention as other players on this team. But there's not a guy who's more hardworking. There's not a guy who is willing to pick up some of those grimy, dirty goals in front. And I think the Bruins fans have come to appreciate Chris Kelly. I know we've gotten a ton of texts here today and in the past about getting his deal done. I heard Jack Edwards say yesterday, Lou, with the boys in the afternoon, that even before they get a deal done for Tuukka, Jack thinks Chris Kelly's in line first. Jack thinks God, I suck at speaking sometimes. Getting a lot to this team. And look, Jack's around the team all the time. I'd say that he, if he's anyone's going to know, it's going to be Jack Edwards. I think a lot of Bruins fans want this guy back.
Yeah, why disrupt anything at this point? I mean, the production, like I said, 13 goals. Guy's career high is 15. Rich Peverly, another guy, you know, 21 assists. That third line is just cranking. One through four is cranking. Four's doing their job. Absolutely. You know, it's not going to break the bank. You know, you iron some of these things out.
He's a big part of this team, and he'll play tomorrow. I got to believe Marchand plays. I know he jokes about him being sick, but this is... It'd be interesting how Vancouver reacts tomorrow to Marchand playing or not playing, because I think one of the things that's going to be on their checklist, whether Chris wants to talk about it or not, I think they're going to make a run at Marchand tomorrow. I think if he plays, they've had to look at that video clip of him whacking Sedin with that little twitch for 4, 5, 6 months here, whatever it's been.
So you talk about unfinished business. If it starts with Vancouver, I think that's exactly what the Bruins would love, because they would love to finish off a few things themselves. But they got pushed around. They got bullied around. I don't care what Henry Sedin said. Yeah, they pushed you around. And if they have it's good. The answer would come from them, I would think. I mean, they're the ones that lost the Stanley Cup, but I'm sure the Bruins are sitting there waiting for it to happen. They'd love for it to happen.
It's something's going to happen. There's a manhood test tomorrow for that Vancouver team. You know, you look at what you're fired up for as a Bruins fan. The building will be out of control. It's a chance to relive some of the highlights from last year. We're going to help you get fired up next hour on Bruins Canucks. I can promise you that right now. But from a Vancouver standpoint, this is gut check time. Do you have balls, Vancouver? Do you respond to a summer full of your team's a bunch of wusses? Luongo sucks. You guys can't respond. When it came down to toughness, came down to physicality, came down to want to, Bruins had it. I don't know what guy is going to have to step up and start this thing, but I do think, and you talked about this during the Stanley Cup run last year. Remember the beginning? Vancouver came out and they were trying to play the Bruins game. They were trying to be a little physical.
Well, they absolutely did the first couple
of
games.
And it hurt them maybe down the stretch in that thing. I think that's the type of hockey you see from Vancouver tomorrow. And if they don't, my God, how do you go home? How do you look your fan base in the mirror after having your manhood tested for months? I think it's going to be a response. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see how they respond. Mike on the Cape, all your phone calls at 617-779-0850. I promise we got something for you next hour. Get you fired up for Bees in Vancouver.